Bing bong. This is the third episode. Thank you for joining us. To my left, as always, the most beautiful man I know, but probably the most dumbest man.
The most dumbest.
Ooh. We got Isaac.
Ooh.
I never claimed to be intelligent myself.
To my right, as always, he's chowing down on
some
liquefied breakfast. I don't know. Fucking, it's Cameron.
It's me. So we're we're gonna talk about something that just happened.
No.
Yeah. Let's talk about the fact that you're so stupid. Isaac,
explain
to them what happened.
I grabbed a zip tie off Cameron's desk because I have this thing called I don't fucking know. I just like to play with things. And I started playing with this zip tie. Well, I don't think it's not like classified as ADHD, and I'm not gonna claim to have something I don't.
Yeah.
Anyways, playing with this zip tie, I wrapped it around my finger, and it may or may not have gotten stuck, okay? What's the big deal here?
He tightened it so tight. His finger was turning purple, and we couldn't find the scissors. I took some wire cutters out of my toolbox, and we had to do it that way.
Yeah.
We started the recording. And I don't know if we're ever going to put it out there. We might.
I think it'd be funny.
But we start the recording. We just do the intro. And then Isaac goes, hold on. I got something stuck on my finger.
It was funny.
Dumb, man.
It was a great way to start our morning. Yeah. By the way, this is a morning bing bong.
Oh, yeah. Doing something different. We usually record it in the afternoon, although it is technically the afternoon.
And technically, we only record this like an hour later than we did right now.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, I mean, you know, tradition.
How's your day? No.
Well, hold on.
We can get into those later.
Okay.
How's your day been?
How's my day been?
Yeah. How's your week been? I haven't seen you all week.
My week's been pretty interesting.
Yeah.
My mom's birthday was on
Friday.
Oh,
how old's she turning?
24. For those of you out there who know my mom, I'm almost 20. So, what does that insinuate, huh?
That something horrible happened.
Yeah, absolutely.
And physically, I think, impossible.
Anyways, we went to Topgolf on Saturday.
How's Topgolf?
We've
talked about Topgolf before.
Let's just say we had a...
Everything's really pricey there.
We had a really fun time. Like, uber fun. Maybe a little too fun. Yeah, and then I had work the next day, and that was terrible.
Everything's uber pricey at Topgolf.
Dude, no. Honestly?
Do you remember when we went with Andrew last year?
Yeah. I paid like $6 for a glass of lemonade.
Well, no. Wait, did you?
Yeah.
I thought so we went, and then it was college student night, and we're like, hey, that's us.
Yeah.
And
we paid $5 to sign up.
No, we paid $15.
No, it was $5 to sign in, and then I think...
And then we were like, that's all? And they're like, yeah.
And then
we were like, guys, let's like only get food if we want to. No one got food. We all decided to get water because we were thirsty.
I got a lemonade.
Did you?
I think so.
And then... And this lady kept insisting that we put it on someone's card. And she would come over before we ordered anything. She was like, yeah, you wanna put your card into like the system? We're like, nah, like we're good. Like none of us want anything yet. Like I took a look at your nachos and they're $30. That's a bit much. But finally Andrew was like, I'll do it, because she kept coming by. And Andrew put his card in. And the end of the night, I remember leaving. I was like, damn, that whole thing was like $5. And that was pretty dope, because I got like water and play Topgolf. Like 3 days later, they charged Andrew's card for everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone.
I do remember that.
That fucking sucked. Topgolf, you shady as hell. You don't.
Hey, but it's fun.
It is. I suck at it.
I do too.
Just clearing our throats the whole bottle.
Sorry.
Sorry. Water, Zanny. Water.
I need it.
I don't need it. I don't need it.
I need it.
Fucking annoying as hell.
Anyways, yeah.
Top Golf. They're asses.
I had fun. I'm really bad at golf, but it turns out that I'm not as bad as I thought at driving.
Glad we can come to that conclusion.
Yeah, yeah.
Another thing that's fucked.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you saw this. It's been going over, I think it started on Twitter.
Of course.
But it's on Reddit now.
You find a lot of things on Reddit.
It's my go-to.
Reddit's amazing.
I love Reddit. But it's this dude who got a DNA test on his daughter. Apparently, this is on his daughter's third birthday. Have you seen this video?
Yes.
Okay. So he gets a DNA test. I'll just explain it to people. Of his daughter on his daughter's third birthday, and he gives it to his
wife?
I don't know.
I thought it was the wife's birthday.
I don't know. It might have been the wife's. Okay, I think it was because she was getting the present.
Yeah.
I think it was on her birthday. The kid was three
years old.
Which, okay, there's a lot of things. So he gives this DNA test to her, records it. She opens it, and she reads it, and she's like, "What is this?" And he's like, "I know the kid's not mine." He goes on this whole tangent, and then at the end of the video, he's like, "You and the daughter's name." He's like, "You guys need a month to get the fuck out of my house."
God,
there's multiple things that are fucked in this story.
Yeah,
which is why the internet's kind of arguing is who's more fucked? Like, is it the dude?
I'll be honest with you.
You think it's the chick?
No.
I think it's the dude.
I absolutely think it's the chick.
I think he's kind of in the wrong here.
Yeah. Because he even says in the video, he's like, "I've had my suspicions."
Mm-hmm.
So why the fuck didn't you do it then? Why you gotta wait 3 goddamn years?
Yeah.
To take care of this girl who obviously loves you.
This girl who's grown up believing that...
that you're her dad.
You're her dad.
You're my dad. Boogie, woogie, woogie.
Which, I guess... I don't know. I feel like that doesn't...
No,
I'm trying to think of how to phrase
it. It's terrible.
Because, after 3 years, it doesn't matter if you're the biological parent or not. That child has a connection to you, and you have... How does he not have a connection to that child? Is my question. How is he not yo, that's my kid?
He's going to post a video in, 2 weeks.
If I were to adopt a kid after 3 years, fuck it, I don't even... After 1 year, I'd be like, yeah, that's my fucking kid.
Yeah.
Never happened. No. I'm not going to have kids. But, hey, if you're my kid and you're listening to this...
Yeah.
Sorry. Hopefully in many years.
Yo, also, think about this, guys. We're in the 20s.
Why even? Oh, yeah. Sorry, my brain just did a full circle. We watched
Karate Kid last night.
And there's a line in it where what's
the case? Daniel LaRusso.
Thank you. Picks up the chick at the end, his girlfriend, and he's like, "Hey, you drive the car." And she goes, "Whoa, that's crazy." And he goes, "It's the 80s.
So I thought it'd be funny to then yell,
"It's the 20s. Because no one ever says that.
Yeah.
Unless it's not that time period. When was Karate Kid filmed, actually?
In the 80s.
That's so stupid.
Why?
It's the dumbest writing.
It was the fucking 80s, dude. That's one of the greatest movies I've ever seen.
What if that's the problem? What if it's that was... the line people would say, it's instead of being like, "I'm a Libra," be like, "It's the 80s.
It's their fucking...
it's their sign.
Their equivalent to their sign. Yeah.
Fuck that.
Well, then everybody would just be the same sign.
Mm.
We're in the 80s. Oh, shit, I dropped my
coffee.
All over your face. Oopsies, it's the 80s.
They're all the same exact person. army of robots in the
80s.
We're in the 80s. DNA, dude. I also like how he pranked her in the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
By putting it in multiple bags.
Well, no, okay, he put it in one bag, which was put in another bag, which was fucking duct tape.
Yeah.
She goes, duct tape? He goes, just open it. They ran out of wrapping paper.
Dude. What a fucking prank.
No, I, okay.
He's building up this suspense. He's like, oh, what's in here?
You're fucked.
Are they tickets to Paris? Are we going on it? No.
Leave my house. You and the kid.
That's such, oh, God. It's a dick move, I think. I'm on the side of this lady, although what she did is horrible, and you should never cheat on your significant other. And, But, like, it's kind of fucked what he did.
Yeah.
Like,
cheating is wrong. I'm not condoning that.
I feel like what he should have done was, like, just get mad at her and be like...
I feel like he should have been like, let's fucking break up. I don't care if the kid's not mine. Because it's mine.
Yeah. I mean, at most, if they were married, like, get a divorce and then just see the kid.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I don't know.
No, he's got to be a dickhole.
It's been 3 years. 3 years of hopefully she had been loyal those 3 years that I think could be like, I don't know. I think that's like,
that's called character development right there, folks.
Straight line from A to B. Character development. It's not a full circle. Life is like a straight line. Okay.
What can you say?
You're alive and you're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although right now, currently, in my current state of life,
yeah,
I would say, yeah, you're alive and you're dead.
Yo, you want to talk about something crazy? Three people that I work with, now four that I learned last night, have come down with COVID.
Oh.
At my Target that I work at.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm kind of scared.
Why am I here?
You shouldn't. I should have.
I'm just kidding.
I think I told Will. I need to tell Michael.
Yeah.
Because I'm definitely going back and forth all the time. How's it going, buddy? Yeah. I wear a face mask the entire time.
No,
I wash
kidding.
My hands every opportunity that I get.
Yeah, that's how it is at H&M too.
But it's kind of fucking scary.
Yeah, I would say so too.
Because up until now, that's a lie. Never mind. I was gonna say I didn't know anyone who had it, but I did. My mom worked with a lady who got it.
Yeah.
But I never, I guess, personally knew. It wasn't like in my face. It was always like, oh, COVID. And I was like, ah, shit. Like, I guess.
You gotta go.
Yeah. Quarantine. and now it's kind of like in my face. So I'm kind of like, oh, shit.
Oh, shit. It's a little spooky now, especially with. The cases are going up again.
It's why? Okay, I know we said we aren't gonna get political.
No, it's okay.
Trump wants to delay elections.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But he wants kids to go back to school.
Well, not only that, but he's like, let's push back the election because you know it's not very healthy for you to get in contact with other people. But why aren't you coming to my rally? What? What?
He's like, people don't like me. We need to push back elections. What the fuck?
No, I think that's just hilarious.
But so it's safe enough for millions of kids
to go to
around
school.
This country to go to school, but not safe enough for people to vote?
Yeah.
Okay. This is actually going to flow perfectly into my next thing I want to talk about.
Okay.
Kanye West.
Ooh.
Mr. Ye himself. Yeezus, some say.
Poopity scoop.
Poopity whoopity scoop.
Poopty whoopty scoopty doo.
I love that. I love when that came out.
Yeah, I thought it was funny, but it's garbage.
So you know how he's trying to get into that political area?
I didn't think he was serious at first, and then it was like, so, I'm here. And
so here's
like,
the thing.
Shit.
I forget where it was. It was like Ohio or some shit. He was trying to get enough signatures to become like a part of the independent party.
Okay.
So he doesn't have to be connected to like the Republic. Yeah. So he doesn't. So he doesn't have to fight that fight. So he's trying to become an independent in these elections. And to do so, you have to get so many signatures from people. Well, he faked some signatures.
Oh.
Like 800 of them, I think.
Jeez.
And here's the thing. He didn't do it well. It's all the exact same handwriting. I need to find a photo of this to show you. It's all like each eye has like a little like circle drawn above it. Like they're all the exact same eye. Like 800 people had the exact same handwriting.
Can you imagine sitting there and signing 800 different signatures?
With like unique names?
Just sitting there and doing that.
When you're fucking crazy like he is.
Well, yeah, apparently he's got mental problems.
Yeah.
That's why my mom says he's he's got a worse situation than Will Smith does. And I said, Mom.
Because he's crazy?
Because he has problems.
Okay.
She said that that's worse than
having
your wife cheat on you with your son's friend.
Like, all that handwriting, it's all the exact same. I mean, it's very clever. Even
that.
But they're all the exact same style of handwriting, and I think that's hilarious. That, like, he didn't try and change it up at all. Very unique names, though. But they're all the exact same. Like, here, where did I see it? Where are the eyes? Maybe I saw another photo, but it's
the
like...
The eyes are here.
Yeah, here. Like, Daniel... Those two Daniels with the I spelled the exact same way. With like a little circle above it, like a seventh grader girl.
That's
doing,
funny.
Doing a little heart above
doing
the eyes.
Doing a little heart above the eye, yeah.
Dumb. Dummy. I just thought that was really funny. I came across that and I was like.
Dumb. Yeah, I did too. That is, I just can't get over the fact that he had to have sat there.
Yeah.
And written.
Well, I don't know if it was him who signed them.
Either way, someone.
But
Kanye was like, fucking, you know, give me 800 signatures.
I was going to say, it's pretty funny that I feel like that's a sure sign that you shouldn't run for president.
Oh, absolutely.
If you can't get 800 people to sign a piece of paper, you're not going to get a majority of the nation to vote for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. Now, I think, is a good time.
Yeah.
To dip our little toesies.
Get our little toesies wet.
Into the mind of Cameron in the shower.
Fucking buck naked.
Today's shower thoughts ain't...
Cleansing
that, they're,
his armpits.
They're not as fire as the Einstein one last week.
Okay.
So we're just going to maybe not take a shower, but maybe a nice bath.
A nice little... Well, maybe... No.
Maybe.
No.
Maybe.
This would be, you know, you go to the beach, you got some sandies in your booty cheeks.
Uh-oh.
And you get that little...
Umbrella?
No. Why the fuck would you get an umbrella at the
beach?
Oh,
you're talking about the showers at the beach.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where you just get a little rinsey rinse, you know?
Okay, get a little rinsey
just a little, rinse. Get that sand off your butt cheeks. You don't want to have them sandy cheeks.
Oh, woo! I need it! Okay. Most of us, I thought this was just like, I don't know why I was thinking about this at all. But most of us have dead bodies in our freezer.
Oh, my God. Why? Why? How?
Like, because, like, a dead animal. Like.
Oh, my God.
If you have a steak.
Oh, my God. Like what the fuck is wrong with you?
You have a chopped up cow in your freezer, my guy. And that's some psychopath shit.
I thought you were going to go on something about, like, having, like, dead skin.
Oh, no. We have, like.
But, no, you really
like
said,
an animal, like a body.
You really went. Deep and now
deep is a deep
no
thought.
Not even that, you have eggs, bro. Those are baby chickens.
Yeah, whoa.
No, at one point they would have been, but you fucked it up.
I mean, yeah, they just didn't get fertilized.
No, nope, you fucked it up
with the rooster sperm,
with the cock. Oh no,
eggs that didn't turn to chicks because they didn't get that cock. I think that's perfect.
Yeah. That's creepy though.
This one, I don't want you to think that I had this. I just was thinking about this in the moment.
I'm probably gonna think you had.
No, it sucks to have a wet dream and just and not remember any of it. Because then you just wake up with a lap full of cum.
So what were you doing when you thought of this?
Just watching TV.
Oh, wow.
And you just wake up and just a pool of jizz in your lap.
You just think.
And you're like, oh, what did I dream about last night? God damn it. I bet it was really nice.
No, you wake up, you think you peed yourself. And then you get up and you go, oh, it's sticking to my leg.
We can cut this out if you want. Yeah. I just want to know.
Yeah.
Did you have many, like, wet dreams growing up? Because I didn't.
I was going to say, not a lot, no.
I think I had, like, one.
I think I've maybe had, like, two or three in my whole life.
And I remember fucking in puberty when they would teach you, like, what's going to happen? Like, you're going to grow hair. I feel like wet dreaming came up constantly. I feel like they're like, you're going to come in your sleep. And that's just a thing that's going to happen.
If you don't come in your sleep, see a doctor.
Exactly. And I never came in my sleep.
I never saw a doctor.
I never came. I just don't come.
I never slept.
You know, I know. Okay, on to dreams though. Do you remember many of your dreams?
No. Okay, so I used to not like remember every dream I had, but I would remember a good chunk. You know?
Do you dream frequently?
I don't know. That's what I'm getting into.
Yeah.
Is that literally like I can't remember the last dream I've had, and I think that might be. I don't mean to get like.
I dreamed last night, but
I don't mean to get scientific with you.
Scientific.
But when you sleep, there's like three different. I think it's three. I don't remember specifically. But there's
areas
different
of the
stages.
Brain?
No. There's different stages of the sleep.
Uh-huh.
And I think so. There's like the last one, and that's like where you dream and like remember your dreams. So I think the fact that I have a shitty sleep schedule and like I just don't sleep very often.
Like you think if.
I think that's fucking with my whole, my whole, you know.
Like, if you went to bed at a decent time, woke up at a decent time.
Well, not even that. If I could just.
You think you'd have more dreams?
If I could just sleep. like, intentionally, not like where I'm just like.
I'm just going to sit here until my eyes.
About to pass
fucking...
out from exhaustion. I'm like, oh, this is a great show. And then it's like fucking eight episodes later. I have to work in 20 minutes.
Exactly.
And then I fall asleep and I wake up 3 hours late for work.
That's how I fall asleep nowadays. I don't like purposely try to go to bed. I'll just like lay in my bed until my body forces itself to shut down.
Yeah. So I think maybe if I was like, you know, not a little dumb fuck boy, I could sleep and remember my dreams.
Yo, this is a shower thought on the spot, although it's not mine. I saw this somewhere. But don't you think it's weird that, like, before you go to sleep, you have to pretend to be asleep?
I don't like that.
Like, you lay down, you close your eyes, and you stay still for a bit before you – because, like, it's not instant, at least not for me.
No.
Like, you lay
if
down.
You can, if you can sleep on command and you just snap your fingers, that'd be kind of dope.
You gotta pretend to be asleep before you can actually fall asleep. It's super –
Do you have any more shower thoughts?
I do.
Let's hear them.
The letters, and this is lowercase letters, D, B, Q, and P.
Are all the same.
They're all the same letter, but just put like flipped upside down.
Dude, this is like, fuck, what is it? Reflections that we learned in math. And like, I don't know, like ninth grade.
Okay, well, I'm thinking about it today.
No, but I'm like, not this specifically. I'm just saying like, this is like reflective properties.
Yeah.
You have them all set up.
Yeah.
It's like one's a mirror image of the other one.
I remember doing that.
One's an inverted image of one.
In fourth grade.
One's an inverted mirror image of the other one that you already have done, you know?
Yeah. Well, this is why I said shower thoughts aren't that hot this week.
Yeah, no.
They're just like, I don't know. I just realized that and I was like.
No, but think about
this
now.
That's pretty weird. Like, I don't think there's any other letter.
No, probably not.
I don't know. I guess you can make an argument for like U's and N's and M's and W's.
True. But that just depends on how you write them.
Yeah. That is true if, like, you do the sharp.
Also, think about this, dude.
Yeah.
When you're writing a word, if you write, like, I don't know, like, fucking penguin, you could do it with a fucking Q that's flipped, and no one would know. No, like, actually, like...
You could read shit and be like, oh, so the penguins live in Antarctica, and so, like, so that says penguin. You go, nah, that's a Q that's flipped.
No. But I mean, like...
If letters in disguise.
If you really cared about it enough,
it's like a penguin.
This is an upside down B anguin. You know what I mean?
Oh my god. god. That would be so funny.
I think that would be dumb as fuck.
It'd be so like, dumb, but hilarious. It'd be like going to a restaurant and just start pronouncing everything that has like a B as a P or some shit.
Can I get a hamburger?
Hey. Can I get a Quig Mac?
A Quig Mac?
What were you thinking about?
Okay, so back from the ad. I just went and peed. Don't know why.
Did this pee pee?
Don't know why this came into my head while I was peeing. I'm in a super weird mood right now.
Yeah.
So when you know, have you seen The Matrix?
Yeah, I've seen The Matrix.
You know when he fucking you know wakes up.
Mm-hmm.
So like,
and is that naked baby?
Well, no, that's not.
Because it's been in a sack for like 25 years.
That's not specifically what I was thinking about, but sure.
That part's weird, and the sack like absolutely shits him out, and he's like a little fucking. He's a baby. He's a baby, but he's the size of a man. And he's just bald, and he's like.
Okay. Anyways,
that scene.
Anyways.
That's my favorite.
No. But I mean, like. But the idea.
Shut the fuck up, Garrett. Okay. Hey, Garrett, could you be
Jesus Christ, dude.
A little bit more quiet this episode? Thank you.
Anyways, fuck. So
look at me like that one more time, and I swear to God, I will do something despicable.
Okay, so
what were you thinking about while you were taking the pee-pee, Isaac?
So in The Matrix,
yep.
When he wakes up, not him specifically, but like when anybody wakes up,
yeah.
You know how like have you ever thought about like if they still have like a counterpart in the Matrix, or do they just fucking disappear from the Matrix?
A counterpart? Like, well, no, okay, so like, do they like, have someone who like continues living their quote unquote
living their life in the Matrix? Yeah.
No.
You've never thought about that, or you don't think that happens?
I don't think that happens.
Well, because I had.
I think once you get taken out of the Matrix, you get taken out of the Matrix.
Well, yeah, but like, what?
What do you think people don't, who disappear don't you think, go?
Oh, maybe. No. Maybe that's how people die. Maybe that's like them leaving the Matrix. Anyways, sorry. So. In my weird mood that I'm in right now,
mm-hmm.
I had like this weird like shiver feeling when I pee. You know, like when you pee and you get the tingles. Woo. Yeah, I had that, but like amplified to about 40,000, and then I got really dizzy.
Oh,
yeah. So I was like, I just left the Matrix.
You're taking a piss and you leave the Matrix, and that's how you do it. You're just like one moment taking a piss, you're like get a little shiver down your spine, and then you. What the. And you wake up. Oh, fuck! You wake up and
a baby pops out of your brain.
What's his?
I don't fucking know.
What's his name? The guy who's in the Matrix, the black dude. Fucking starts with a D.
I don't think it starts with a D.
Morpheus.
Fuck it. It starts with a D. What about him? What about Morpheus? What about Dorpheus? No, what about Mortius? Mortius!
What are you talking
about? You changed the P. Morquius?
Fucking shit!
Laughing
at ourselves. Oh, I'm crying.
No,
dog.
Of us laughing at you. So what about Morpheus? What about
I don't
Morpheus?
Even know what the fuck I was saying.
My stomach.
Nice thought, though. Nice. Peeing thought. All right.
I think it's
fine.
That was a good 5 minutes of just Cameron laughing.
Jesus fuck, dude. That was so good. I don't even want to say this next one.
No, let's hear it.
People with amputated fingers have a speech impediment in sign language.
What were you doing when you thought about this?
Just thinking about people with stumps for hands. Any movies you see?
Any movies what?
No. Let's, I know this is old news. Mm-hmm. Like, really old news. You've seen the fucking image of Mark Zuckerberg. Please tell
which
me.
Which one?
The one where he's on the surfboard.
I have not.
Dude, no.
I haven't.
This was like 2 weeks ago. I'm going to pull this up. Hold on.
So why the fuck would you say it's old news?
What do you mean?
Oh, this is old news. It was like 2 weeks ago. Because Corona was like 8 months ago and it's still new.
Well, okay, but it's like adapting.
Corona was 8 months ago and it's still new.
Look at this robot. Look at this robot of a man. Isn't that weird? So that image kind of blew up all over the internet because it's so weird.
Yo, low-key, though, he's got a dumpy.
Dude, that's what everyone's been saying. Everyone's been like, yo, why is Marky Mark a little thick? He's not Marky Mark. That's
Markiplier.
Nope. That's Marky Mark is fucking that one dude with the name Mark.
Wow. Great description.
We suck. But also, what is he riding?
He's riding a surfboard.
What is that in his hands then? Because I feel like...
Oh, maybe he's wakeboarding.
No,
that's
no...
a wakeboard. Dude, that's a fucking wakeboard.
There's no strings.
Dude, you can't necessarily see the strings. I think those are kind of cool.
Never mind. No, it's not a wakeboard. It's not a wakeboard.
That's not big enough to be a surfboard.
He's out there by himself, though.
How do you know?
It's not a wakeboard.
Bro, that could be a string going this way.
That string is so fucking thin.
What else would that be?
A remote for whatever he's writing, because he's from the future. Because okay. He's a goddamn... Look at his face.
He's got sunblock all over his face.
He's caked up with the sunblock. He is hella thick. Also wearing a hoodie in the water.
I don't think that's a hoodie. That is a hoodie. What the fuck, dude?
What is this man? If there's anyone who's a lizard, it's him.
He's the lizard king.
It's weird.
You know, from like fucking Batman.
I was gonna say, you know, like that skateboarder, the professional skateboarder, Lizard King. Tony Hawk, the movie, coming out soon.
For those of you guys who don't know, Cameron is starting to make a movie about Tony Hawk.
It's a documentary film about how I could be the oldest young person alive, which is Tony Hawk. He's like 60. How old is Tony Hawk?
I don't fucking know.
He's old as hell.
Do you think he's older than you?
No.
Guys, Cameron is like 87 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. They're brown sugar. He's only 52?
Oh my god, he's 52?
Dude, he looks like he's 90. He looks like Emperor Palpatine from wow. Star Wars. I know. What a reference. But
no, a little bit, yeah.
Bro. Go, Tony Hawk, you need to sleep, homie.
Hey.
Go get some sleep.
Go get some sleep and you can remember your dreams.
Then you could realize why you came in your pants when you woke up. Life won't be such a nightmare.
True that.
He's only 52. I thought he was in his 60s.
I thought he was like 45, dude.
What?
Yeah.
Nah. I've just seen some like recent YouTube videos with him and he just looks... He looks older than he does in that photo.
This man is 52 years old and he can do more on a skateboard than I can do with a pillow.
What can you do with a pillow?
You can do anything with a pillow. You could ride it like a horse. You could smack people in the face with it. You could put, I don't know, butter in the pillowcase.
Kill people?
Yeah.
Smother them?
No.
You're gonna smother some people?
Nope. Yep.
We're gonna talk about something.
Okay. I'm kind of scared about what it's gonna be because of the way that you said that, but let's hear it.
We're gonna talk about your drug addiction to warm milk. Just kidding. I don't even know if you drink warm milk, do you?
Like heated up milk or like I let it sit?
Like heated up.
Oh, I've done that before, yeah. A warm glass of milk used to help me sleep.
What the fuck is wrong with you? I'm sorry. If you drink warm milk willingly, I think there's something wrong with
you. I said used to, and we all know that there's something wrong with me. I'm eating a fucking pretzeled Pop-Tart.
Yeah, right now, I ate it. I ate it too.
So there's something wrong with you too, Cameron.
Except I don't like warm milk.
I don't like warm milk. I used to drink it because my mom would be like, "You drink this and go to sleep."
Why is that a thing?
I don't fucking know.
It doesn't help. Why would a warm glass of milk? Thinking about a warm glass of milk makes me want to gag. What?
Ew. Okay. Nope. Moving on. That was gross.
Warm milk is it get? It's gross.
I'm not saying I liked it.
Why would you drink
it? I'm saying my mom used to feed it to me, so I would go to bed.
But okay, if you drink warm milk.
No, wait a minute. Think about this.
Okay.
When you were a baby.
Yeah.
A baby, Cameron.
I'm still a baby boy.
Baby boy.
Baby boy.
When you were only but a few months out of your mother's womb.
Okay.
You know what she did with that breast milk?
I don't.
She put it in the fucking microwave. You have drank warm milk before, and you fucking liked it.
I had like two brain.
You know, formula?
I was still.
Formula is considered milk. They put that shit in the goddamn microwave too. You drank it willingly, and you liked it.
I was an egghead, baby. I had no wrinkles in my brain at the time. I was a smooth head dummy boy.
So now you do have wrinkles in your brain.
Yeah, because I now know that warm milk is disgusting.
Well, it put you to bed when you were but a wee boy.
Anything put me to bed when I was a wee boy.
Yeah, especially a nice fucking pillowcase full of butter.
Jesus, fuck. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. No, but I mean, fucking.
If you drink warm milk and you listen to this, stop. I don't want to be your friend. I don't want to talk to you ever again, and I'm dead serious. Warm milk. I'm not off the topic.
No, I'm not off the topic either. I'm just saying, you drank it.
So the reason this came up, my new roommate, Mike.
Did he drink warm Michael, milk?
We were playing Warzone,
mm-hmm.
and he came up and he got a glass of milk, and he's like, I'm gonna heat this bad boy up. I said, you don't actually fucking do that, do you? And he looked me dead in the eyes and then walked into the kitchen. I heard the microwave start going, and I was like, oh, bitch. And then he took it out, and I was like, is that actually warm? Like, I thought he was pulling a fast one on me. He just like turned the microwave on. He wasn't actually gonna drink warm milk, because who the fuck drinks warm milk? And I feel it, and it was a warm glass of milk, and he drank it. He's lactose intolerant. End of that story. He shit his brains out the rest of the night.
Okay.
Yeah, real bad. We're almost out of toilet paper. Just kidding.
Damn.
We're good. But yeah, so that's where this topic came from. I still stand by it.
Warm milk is gross?
Yeah.
If you had warm milk. When is the last time you had warm milk?
Probably when I was a baby, like you said.
Crazy. You can't judge it. Don't knock it until you try it.
Not going to do that.
Okay, yeah, no, I don't want to do that either.
Because that literally, the milk gets chunky, starts sticking to the sides of the glass.
Are you dumb?
What?
It's like expired milk.
No, if you warm it up. Yes.
False.
Our milk is not expired. Michael heated.
Ew, there was chunks in it?
There wasn't like big chunks. Like they're like small, like.
All right, Michael.
Like dandruff chunks almost. But fuck warm milk, dude. If you drink that shit. Are you a baby? Are you a baby or something? Oh, warm milk. Oh, fuck you, dude. If any one of you, after listening to this, text me. Or does anything where they go, yo, dude, I fucking enjoy a glass of warm milk on a cold winter's night right before I go to bed. I just want to let you know you're a baby. All right,
locked
dude?
On the spot.
You're a baby. End of discussion.
No, see, now I want all of you
child.
Guys, I want all of
don't
you
don't talk to me. Get off your phone.
I want all of you to go try this now.
No!
And then you're going to text Cameron and say, yo, this shit's good. Even if it's gross.
You're going to sip and it makes you want to vomit because... Just think about the flavor of milk. Is anything milk flavored?
Milk?
Exactly.
Yeah.
The flavor of milk is kind of... It's good, but it's like...
Don't you dare say gross. If you say gross, I'm leaving.
It's kind of nasty.
I'm fucking out of here!
No, if you think about the flavor, though. Put your chair back up.
I threw my chair.
If you think about the flavor, dude.
Bro, I love milk. Literally.
I do, too.
No,
I'm not even going to cap. No, I love milk.
When I was at school.
No cap.
No cap. Except for the milk cap. Hoo-hoo. Oh no, God. So we've always children. Bought, like, we've always bought, like, 3 gallons of milk. Mm-hmm. Because I drink so much milk.
3 gallons?
Yes. Usually 2 and 1.
3 gallons. No.
So we have 1, and then we have 2
That's
backups.
That's fucking ridiculous.
I drink a lot of milk. I fucking love milk. Dude, I went to school. My parents started buying 1/2 gallon of milk, and it would last them like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
When I come home, we go through like 1 gallon in a week.
Dude.
My dad hates me for it. I'm sorry, Dad.
If I'm the only one drinking milk, which in my house I do because my sisters are gone.
Is it warm? You fucking baby boy.
I will struggle to finish 1 gallon in 2 weeks. Like, I gotta push it. I can easily, just normal drinking pace, 1/2 gallon's fine. Like, I could finish that in a normal amount.
See, but I drink so much milk.
That's...
I love milk.
I bet you like it warm.
Nope.
Like you like it warm and poured down your gullet. You like warm, chunky milk sliding down your gullet.
Some of the things you say is just like...
Oh, yeah, you like that cow cream?
Ew, what the...
You like that cow cream, big boy?
Think about this, though.
Yeah.
So this was a Vine that I saw back when Vine was still here.
Imagine.
And this guy... Oh!
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
This guy, he's like, yo, who the fuck discovered milk?
Yeah.
You know, you just walk up to some cow.
He's like,
start pulling on his pink nipple titties, find Hers. That white shit, and drink it.
It's a female.
Yes, but that's.
If it was a male cow, it would be called a bull, and it would be its.
Gummies.
Spummy boys.
No. But just for the authenticity of that Vine.
Yeah.
Because, you know, do you have a Vine anymore, Cameron? No!
I actually never did.
I love Vine.
I never created an account. I don't have an account with TikTok either.
I don't either. Yes, I do.
Yeah, you do. You found it right. I just watch TikToks on Twitter, on Instagram, because I think I don't want to sift through the garbage. You know? If it's good enough that it can make it on another platform, that's the gold I want to see. I don't want to sit through watching 12-year-olds dance, waiting for the punchline. When it turns out there is no punchline, they're just fucking dancing. Show me something funny. Fucking dance and trip and break your nose. I don't care. I want to laugh. And I'm not there for that.
Okay, but so, Vine was so much different than
Vine was so much more different. I miss it. Because sometimes, I'll be honest, TikTok videos...
Oh, I never had a Vine. Shut the fuck up. You can't say you miss Vine.
I do.
Yeah, you can. I know.
I was going to say, I never had a Vine. I still watch them. But I'll be honest with you. Sometimes TikToks are too long.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is why Vine had it perfect. The 6 seconds, was
Seven.
It? 7 seconds. And then the video has to end. It's such a great, like, thing to follow. Because sometimes, like, TikTok, it'll just keep on going. And I'll be like, okay.
When's this going to be over?
Cool. When's the next one? How about the TikTok being banned in the U.S.? How about that?
Didn't we talk about this last time?
No, we talked about how China's invading because of TikTok. We didn't even say that. We just
So China's invading us.
They're not invading us.
China's invading our personal space.
Dude.
Guess what? FBI agent. No, we're going to cut that. I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, no, I want to cut that.
Okay. No, but TikTok getting canceled. The Donnie boy said it himself. Yeah. Ronald McDonald.
You know, it's crazy that you say that.
The fucking clown.
Because Ronald McDonald has also stated that he wants to postpone the votes.
Yeah, that's true.
So do we really think anything's going to happen here?
I think he's gonna do it. TikTok will be...
He also said he was going to make America... I'm sorry.
He didn't deliver on a lot of promises. I think he, good old Donnie boy. He's
Bing bong.
Bing bong. Yeah, no, that's pretty whack. I feel like if you're a 12-year-old girl right now, you're losing your goddamn shit.
Or if you're my 21-year-old sister.
Is she losing her shit?
She loves TikTok.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it is.
I would love for it to be banned and then just watch...
half of America lose their minds. Yeah,
absolutely. Everyone on social media who's under the age of 20, just go ballistic.
Go berserk.
Just be like,
I need it. My whole life was on TikTok. TikTok was... I got 200 views on a video once.
So there's a lot of, like, stuff we could do here on editing.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to look up some stuff. I want to see if we can get, like, a farting noise. I think that'd be kind of...
Why?
Censored a fart to write a voice. You know, bro, what? Is that you? Damn, dude. That was
just you going...
That was a raspberry you just did.
Well, that's what you did.
No, completely different. Yeah. No, it's not. Like, it's...
What the fuck are we doing?
I'm just sitting here like children making fart noises. I love it. Ah, damn, what an episode. I thought this was going to be a fire episode. Maybe it was.
No, this was terrible.
You don't know that.
Yeah, no, I don't. So really quick,
I have a topic.
Yeah? Okay, so you go, because I got something to end it on.
I fucking, like, blew my jaw when we were making those fart noises earlier.
How?
I don't know. I just feel like a buildup of pressure in my jaw for some reason. No.
Okay.
I'm sorry. This is just... It might be my...
You got lockjaw, boy.
No.
Hey, Cameron's got lockjaw.
Yeah, I'm sucking that...
That warm milk.
Get out of here. It might be my tinnitus, because I have...
Oh, yeah, you do have tinnitus. Cameron's got tinnitus, guys. He thought there was a bug in his ear for 3 days.
I thought there was, because I got it.
Fucking nerd, am I right?
There are bugs flying around.
You guys can't see it, but I just tapped your arm in a jolly manner.
It's just a lot of pressure. I don't know. I'm just going to continue on.
Yeah,
just ignore
ahead.
It.
No, okay.
Ignore your medical needs, people.
Yeah, that's what I did. Mental health.
Jesus. Fucking Christ. So, dreams. We talked about this.
We did talk about dreams.
I don't know why I didn't bring this up then. Have you ever had, like, a dream so real that you woke up and you thought it actually happened?
Absolutely.
Those are the scariest things.
Okay, so some of the dreams that I have had, like, I can kind of remember, are mostly dreams where, like, I think I'm, like, it's, like, from fucking Rick and Morty, where he plays the game at...
Oh, where you're, like, fuck it.
I don't remember his name. But you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I feel like that, like, I wake up, and I'm, like, oh, my God. Like, what just happened? But it's usually at, like, 3:30 in the morning, and I'm sweating my ass off. And I feel like I, like I wake up in a panic. I'm like, No, but really, like...
You wake up, that was the Matrix, and you're waking up in,
No.
In the real world?
It's like...
Where's my milk?
They're like, oh, it's in the microwave.
No! You fuckers!
No, but, like, usually the dreams that, like, I can, like, that feel, like, so vivid are usually dreams that I have where, like, I wake up mid-panic. I don't even know how to explain it. But, like, that's, like, the vivid dreams that I have.
Do you ever dream of yourself, though, and you wake up and think it's real?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I dream where I can't fucking remember them, dude.
Okay.
Like, it's like in the moment, I remember.
One time
I came,
and I was, like, I woke up, and I was like, man, that felt like...
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. Well, do you have nightmares often?
Nightmares? Nightmare.
We make her take LSD, lock our arms around her and go, nightmare.
Okay, wait, no. So now I remembered my thing.
Okay. We're just gonna skip the nightmare segment.
Yeah. No. We don't have to.
Okay. Can I just talk about it for extra content?
Yeah. I believe I've had a plethora.
Do you have
of
any
nightmares.
Reoccurring nightmares?
Okay. So this is gonna be kind of fucked up, but not really that fucked up. So when I was younger, I think I might have told you about this, actually. When I was younger, I used to collect Spider-Man comic books because it was amazing. They were amazing. I almost
the
had
amazing
all
Spider-Man, some
yeah,
would say.
Yeah. Wow, dude. Wow. Crazy.
Wow. Wow. Cringe. Wow. Wow, that's actual cringe right there. You fucking collected something?
Yeah.
Cringe no. boy?
No. So I had almost every fucking edition of the Spider-Man comics that there was, and I didn't read half of them. I read a lot, shame. Though. I read a lot.
I used to be hell into comic books.
Yeah, too. No, I was too. I loved comic books. And then one night, for my sister's birthday, I think, we went to Heaven Dragon, which is a Chinese restaurant near my house. And it just happened to be Chinese New Year, and there was a dancing dragon.
Year of the?
The Year of the Dragon.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
But, you know, I was freaking out because this giant dragon is running around the store. It's it's dark as shit. There's fire everywhere.
Yo, did you just shit yourself?
Sorry, this is so rude. I'm trying to tell you about my childhood trauma.
Oops. My bad.
So it's your sister's birthday. You collect Spider-Man comics.
So,
go.
This dragon scared me.
Yeah.
And
you pretend to be Spider-Man?
Nope. And every year, you'll understand where the Spider-Man comes from. Okay. So every time I would get sick, mm-hmm. like uber sick, like really bad flu, I would have this dream that there was like these giant fucking blob monsters that were chasing. So like in my dream, there was no scenery. It was just a white canvas.
Okay.
And I was being chased by these giant fucking monsters. And I remember the feeling of like I was gonna throw up because it was like
so scary.
No, because I was sick.
Because you're gonna wake.
But fucking, it was like literally, it was an ongoing thing for like 8 months, and I was like 12, and my mom was like, you know, you're having nightmares because of these Spider-Man comics, and she sold all of them. She sold every single one of them, dude. Yeah.
Yo, yeah. I'm sorry,
Isaac. Because of this goddamn dragon.
I'm sorry, Isaac's mom. That is not a cash money move.
No, it was not very right by my side till 3005 of you, mom.
Yeah. So my recurring dream, and I was, okay, so it has to do with a giant,
oopsies.
Hey, man, let me tell my story. I wasn't, like, afraid of bees.
Sorry, keep going.
You're gonna be an asshole.
Gonna be an asshole right now? So I wasn't like afraid of bees?
Okay. Maybe I was a little scared of bees. This reoccurring nightmare that I kept having had to do with bees. And this one in particular is always I was like outside.
Was it a giant fluffy bee chasing
you? That's exactly what it was.
No.
It was like, okay, a bee the size of, I don't know, a smart car. And I would like see it in the distance and I would start running from my house. I would always make it to my house. And as soon as I would close the door, I'd be like, I'm safe. And it right then, like the Kool-Aid man would just fucking bust in through the wall. And I'd be like, no!
And it was like, oh yeah!
And I would run for it. And it would always end up with me like being like in a corner. And I would like look down and its stinger would impale me. Like its stinger, if it's the size of a smart car, its stinger is fucking huge.
Yeah.
So it would like, it would end with like me looking down and seeing the stinger going through my body and me like screaming, and I would wake up screaming. Like,
damn.
It happened multiple times where I'd wake up. I've never woken up and like, ah! Like I always wake up and
you
like,
usually
ah!
wake up, you usually wake up, you're like, ah!
And I was covered in goo and I was bald. and immediately fucking
immediately was pulled into saving the world.
What's his name again?
Morpheus.
And immediately Morpheus would be like, your warm milk is on its way. And I'll go, no, put me back in.
Oh boy.
And yeah, what was your last topic?
Okay.
Do you remember?
Yes, I do.
Alrighty, sir.
So I went to Dutch Bros last
week. Oh boy, the Dutchiest of bros.
The Dutchiest of bros.
They know how to make their drinks, those Dutch scum.
Nope, they're Dutch brothers, actually. And they're from Spain.
And they're actually just kids.
They're actually just kids from my local town. Yeah. Okay, anyways. On the drive-through window, you know, they were taking a tally. And they do this, like, every day, but it's a new tally. At the one by my house, at least.
Okay.
And the tally on this specific day was Pop-Tarts versus Toaster Strudels. So, my question to you, Cameron, is Pop-Tarts or Toaster Strudels?
They're two.
And why?
That's a hard one.
Yeah, it was. I felt so pressured. I just yelled Pop-Tarts because I had eaten a Pop-Tart about 3 hours.
I was gonna say, which one do I eat more frequently? Pop-Tarts. That's because they're convenient.
Yeah, Toaster Strudels are amazing though.
They're so good. I'm gonna say Pop-Tarts because if you have a Toaster Strudel, I feel like it's hit or miss sometimes.
I feel that. Sometimes it's not always warm.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes you cook it, you got the cold spots. You put the frosting on, and it's like kind of built up in some areas and some not.
You ever thrown a Pop-Tart in a toaster oven?
I have.
A toaster oven, like a toaster.
Yeah, and it's amazing. Warm. It's really good.
It's just amazing.
It bops.
Oh, it fucking slaps, dude.
Dare I say it? Makes me want to slap my own mom. I love you, mom. But it's fucking good.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
But I'll go Pop-Tarts on that one because Toaster Strudels, they're just, you know, they don't have the convenience. They're not always. They don't have the precision of always being heated equally.
And of always just tasting good when it's not heated because, you know,
Pop-Tarts is good when they're cold or when they're warm.
When they're warm like milk.
When they're warm like the cream of a cow. Creamy cow sauce.
Okay, so then my follow-up question is, what's your...
My bad.
What's your favorite Pop-Tart?
A lot of people say brown sugar. Mm-hmm. I agree. Brown sugar is like, I'd say my number two. Cinnamon roll. Okay. Not a lot of people know it. I like it because there's, you're going to call me crazy. You're going to call me a madman because there's less frosting.
I respect that.
Because it's just like, it's brown sugar. Basically, they taste the exact same. But it's like just a little bit less frosting and it doesn't upset my stomach as much because I got a fragile boy stomach.
Yeah, you got a fucking baby boy. Baby boy.
All right, let's wrap it up.
Yeah,
let's leave it there.
We're just gonna grab this little push pin.
Uh oh, what are you gonna do with that push pin?
Shove it right into the cork board.
Oh,
we're gonna put a pin in it.
Are we gonna say that's the end of episode 3? Thank you very much for listening. Come again soon.
Fucking
bing bong.
Hey, that Marky Mark guy they were talking about, that's Mark Wahlberg, you fucking idiots.